Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. And she's been preparing for this moment her entire life on Are You Smarter Than Katie? Not every day, just for this moment right now. And we are playing with Holly, who I understand we have met you before, Holly.
Yeah, I met you guys at
a Pride
Bingo at Sky River.
That was
a good time. Yeah. I think we're actually going back to mm-hmm. Sky River in December for an event. So
And it's gonna be another fun bingo night.
We'll have more details about that. Holly, Katie's leaving the room. Your car is very windy. If I'm on Bluetooth, I'd appreciate it if you took me off Bluetooth, which I'm sure you'll pull over and do. I got 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. Here we go. Question 1. Yesterday, I told you about how President Trump spoke at the United Nations. But now he wants an investigation into his time there. He's calling it a triple sabotage because he had audio issues, his teleprompter didn't work, and the escalator broke down on him, and he had to walk up the stairs. So he's ordering the DOJ to investigate. Huh. What city is the UN in?
London?
Question 2, Cardi B is now officially the voice of the MTA. So when you're getting on a bus or waiting for a subway in New York City, it'll be Cardi's voice telling you what to do and where to go. That's fun.
That's so fun.
You should listen to the audio samples of it. She's still doing her okay. And it's very cute. One of the instructions that she gives people is stay cute. It's very cute. What does MTA stand for?
Municipal Transit Authority.
Okay. Question 3. The final trailer for Wicked for Good came out yesterday afternoon. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Did you see the trailer?
It's so good, I tried.
Yeah, you saw the trailer? Yeah. If you have not seen the trailer and you want to see it, just text in Wicked, WICKED, to 916-909-1065. The conclusion of the musical, it looks good. I think the trailer gives too much of it away, though. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
What are the names of the two witches in Wicked?
Elphaba and Glinda.
Okay. Whoop. Uh-oh. Sorry about that. Uh-oh.
You knew what you got.
Question 4. Leonardo DiCaprio went on the Kelsey Brothers podcast to promote his new movie, One Battle After Another. And there he talked about how he almost didn't go by his real name, and he almost went with a stage name, and that stage name would have been Lenny Williams.
Ew.
True or false, that movie of his, the new one, was filmed in Sacramento.
False.
Question 5. Jimmy Kimmel's show is back, but did anybody watch it? The answer is yes, and in a very big way. His show grew 6.3 million views, and that was live on TV, which is impressive because most ABC stations did not air it because of those two affiliates that are still banning him. Most people watched it online, with it breaking a YouTube record, getting 1.2 million views every hour. So it kept that pace for 14 hours. How many views is that?
1.2 million for 14 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, good way. I don't know.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Holly, what are you doing today?
I'm going to work.
And where is that?
I work at the Secretary of State in Human Resources.
You do human resources for the Secretary of State?
Yes, I do.
Who is our Secretary of State?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shirley Weber.
Shirley.
Good old Shirley Weber.
That's right.
Girl.
That's right. Oh, man. And you
I've
get all.
She lives in San Diego, funnily enough. So I've never met her.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
We need to. We got to do something
she looks
to get.
Darling.
We got to get Shirley up here.
Let me see her. Yeah.
Shirley. Yeah.
Shirley.
Oh, she does.
Yeah. Secretary of the State.
Oh, all right. Bless her. Oh,
Holly, you're now on hold. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Yesterday, I talked about how President Trump spoke at the United Nations, but now he wants an investigation into what he's calling a triple sabotage with his time there. He wants the Department of Justice to investigate what caused audio issues, his teleprompter not working, and the escalator breaking down.
Can I tell you the funniest part about the escalator part of it?
Yeah.
There's stairs on one side. Mm-hmm. Then the escalator he was on, and then a second escalator right next to it. The escalator right next to it was working. He could have just walked, like, backed up, like,
because he's at the bottom of it.
He was at the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, I do hope we get to the bottom of this.
I sure do, too. I divert as many resources as we possibly can to that. What city is the UN in?
New York City.
New York City. Speaking of New York City, Cardi B is now officially the voice of the MTA. So when you're at a subway station or you're getting on a bus, it's Cardi's voice telling you where to go. What does MTA stand for?
Ooh, MTA. Metropolitan Transit Authority.
I'm sure somewhere some people probably would accept that, but what I've seen is it's the Metropolitan Transportation Authority.
Okay.
Question three, the final trailer for Wicked for Good came out. Did you see it? Did you watch it?
Yes, I did.
What do you think?
I think it looks great.
Yeah, it does
I can't
look
wait
really
to
good.
See it.
What are the two names of the witches in Wicked?
Galinda and Elphaba. Yeah.
Question three, Leonardo DiCaprio was on the Kelce Brothers podcast to promote his new movie, One Battle After Another, and he said that he almost didn't go with his real name when he started acting. He almost went by his stage name, Lenny Williams.
What a name.
I can't take that seriously.
No.
Not a Lenny.
I used to know a Lenny, and he was a lot of fun.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, we worked in Tidal together, and he was a good time Charlie.
True or false, that new movie of DiCaprio's was filmed in Sacramento.
True.
Yeah. If you watch the trailer for it, you can see the Tower Bridge. They drive across it.
Oh, they drove across it? It wasn't just some sort of Stock Aerial.
Nope.
That's cool.
Nope. And that movie's getting great reviews. I still want to see it. Question five. Kimmel Show's back, and it's back in a big way. It got 6.3 million views live, his highest ratings in a decade. But what made that so shocking was most ABC affiliates did not carry it. It was blacked out in like two-thirds of the country, and he still got 6.3 million views. Most people watched it online, duh. YouTube said it broke a record, getting 1.2 million views every hour.
Okay.
So if it kept that pace up for 14 hours, how many views is that?
Okay.
Three seconds. Three.
Stop.
Two. One.
I don't know.
16.8 million views.
I don't like when you do point.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, I hate
it. I don't make the rules.
Who does?
Kevin.
No. What?
Kevin.
I hate decimals. Yeah. Round up to the whole number.
Kevin writes all these questions. Holly, are you there?
Yeah, I did terrible.
You did terrible. You got one, and Katie got three.
We know the one you got, too.
Katie, yes, I accidentally ringy-dinged her when
you're
I
was dead. Okay.
Yeah. That's all right, Holly. Just shake it off.
I know. I actually met Idina Menzel in like 2018. So
that's pretty cool. Katie and I interviewed her a couple years ago. She was a delight.
She was great.
Yeah, I was very intimidated interviewing her because she looks like somebody who would be mean.
No, she
she's not.
Yeah. She is such wonderful. A delight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jealous. It was great. Yeah.
All right. Well, what is it that you want to tell us, Holly?
I am not smarter. Not even close.
Not even close.
You're smarter than Katie.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.